Thank you for stopping by Living Waters World Online, a place where the river of God flows. Pastors Lawrence and Kimberly Richardson invite you on a journey to change the church, challenge the colleges, and charge into the community. The following message is entitled, Conquering the Final Frontier.
1 Corinthians chapter number 15. Stay right there, minister. 11 minutes, I'm done. Amen. I promise you. It's a day of victory. Ain't nothing going to be the same after this. Go ahead and say it again. This is a day of victory. This is a day of victory. Stay right there where you are, hold it. Stay right there where you are. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, when you have the word, say, I have the word. This is a day of victory. This is a day of victory. This is a day of victory. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 47 through 38. Amen. I can't wait for you. Amen. I'm running on my time now. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, verse 47 through 58. Amen. I've preached about this subject. Amen. This will be the third time I've ever preached about this sermon, this subject. Amen. So I pray you pay attention. Amen. What a day to preach on this subject. All right. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, amen, verse 47, amen, through 58. Let's read it together, and I'm going to drop out. You continue to read. The first man is of the earth. Keep playing, holding. Earthly. And the second man is of the Lord from heaven, as in earthly. Such are they also that are earthly, as in the heavenly. Continue.
And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
So when the corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and the mortal shall put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, thank you for the word you sowed in my heart for these next few moments. Give me articulation of speech. Let me declare truth. Let me say it as you've given it to me. Let me be plain. Let me be simple. But let me be exact. Amen. We thank you. We glorify your name. And all God's people said amen and amen. For a few moments this morning, and I only have a few moments, I want to talk about conquering the final frontier. Conquering the final frontier. Conquering the final frontier. Somebody say that when we say conquering the final frontier. Within the last 30 to 35 days, I've been called to North Carolina, South Carolina, because one of my aunts or uncles have passed away unexpectedly. The whole nation, or much of mass and social media, over the last couple weeks, through the Nipsey Hussle death, tragically, death has been on the forefront, amen, of the pages, our lives, and I don't know how many people, even Miss Lily, Deaconess Lily, called me the other day, amen, just letting me know somebody very close had passed away. So we might not want to talk about it, but we'd rather talk about it now than when we laid out over here. We'd rather talk about it now than when we laid it out over here. And what death is, I don't have a time to build the whole sermon, but what death is, it is the final frontier to be conquered. I right to the points, because again, I'm out of time and I don't want to be up here 3 hours, all right? Right. The Bible says, for this purpose was the Son of Man manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. All right. Death is the wages of sin. When God created the heavens and the earth, there was no such thing death until man sinned. And when man sinned, then through one man's sin, then death came about into humanity. John 4 says, then Jesus says, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish my work. And I wish I had a little bit more time, because I want to walk you through, because he gets to the point that he says, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit on your right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. And one of the enemies that have to be made our footstool is death. Look at somebody real emphatically and tell them, today I'm conquering the final frontier. What is death? Death is the act of dying, the end of life, a total permanent cessation of the vital functions or organism, the extinction or the destruction. That's man's definition. That's human, natural. That ain't the spiritual definition. Romans 5, put it in your notes, verse 12 through 21. It tells you what I just said. God did not intend for us to die. God. And it got real quiet in here. Tell your neighbor, God did not intend for us to die. And God breathed into man and he became a living soul. So at some point, since it is a reality, we sort of kind of need to hear a sermon on it, because Hebrews 9 and 37, as it is appointed a man once to die, but after the death, judgment. In Psalms, he said, teach us to number our days that we may apply wisdom. So we need to get three things in us so we can conquer this final frontier, and I can go down to my mama's and eat some sweet potato pie. Number one, death is not to be feared. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Somebody tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, death is not to be feared. God has not given us the spirit of fear. Jesus says, don't fear him who can destroy the body. Fear him that they can destroy the body and the soul. Number one, death is not to be feared. This is what I learned a long time ago when I got a bad diagnosis from my doctor, that you can't live until you get over fear of dying. You won't really live until you get over the fear of dying. But if you ever get over the fear of dying, you're going to see life and life more abundantly. Put your hand on your chest and say, I will not fear death because I'm greater than it. God has not given us the spirit of fear. He told us in Matthew, don't fear who can kill this body. So death is not to be feared. So many live every day wondering, somebody going to break in my house. Somebody going, I got to go to West Baltimore. Somebody going to start cleaning my windshield. And then, if I go over here, Old folks used to sing a song, if I die, I'm going to live again. Stop fearing. Do you not know whatever day we are to die, it's appointed? It's appointed. Hebrews 9 and 27. But this is what I love about the Lord. He's given us the number of days so we can accomplish what we've been sent here to accomplish. Number two, he gives us grace every now and then. I'll give you some extra time, Hezekiah, if you ask me. Why am I going to fear dying if I can ask God for more days and his grace can give me some more days? Somebody say real loud and emphatically, I will not fear dying. I'm not going to live fear dying. I'm going to conquer this final frontier. Number two, y'all, I got to leave this alone. Number two, I'm not going to fear. Number two, we got to learn how to have dominion and authority over it. Oh, God, I don't know if I got the right congregation. I don't know if we understand. Jesus says, no man can take my life, but I'll lay my life down. We've been given dominion and authority over death, but we don't know it. And so we fear it. We think it can overtake us when it won't to. And the truth of the matter is, I died a long time ago at salvation. I ain't fearing this natural death. You got to now have power and authority. And oh God, y'all going to make me go somewhere I don't want to go. And you got to now operate in your dominion. And this is what the Lord, and some of this stuff I still got to dig out, but this is what the Lord told me to tell you. Deaf have ears. That's why Jesus says what he says in 1 Corinthians. Oh, death, who is he talking to? Where is your sting? He's talking to death. And some of us don't understand death having ears. We invite death with our mouths. I don't know if I'm going to live to see another day. Yes, you do. Come on, tell your neighbor, death have ears. If you don't believe it, then why did the psalmist says, I shall not die, but I shall live and declare the works of the Lord. We got to understand that death got ears and it's listening to see, are we ready to live or are we canceling our life with death speaking? Tell somebody, I ain't going to die. I'm going to live. I ain't going to die. I'm going to live. You have to know the authority and the dominion you've been giving. You have to know the power, because hear me, if you do not exercise your power and your authority, death will rule over you and hang over you. And you got to say, death, you listening, this ain't the day. I'm going to live. Y'all ain't hear me. God, you ain't hear what I'm saying. You ain't hearing what I'm saying. You got to walk through. I was downtown on the harbor early this morning when it was dark, and some of everybody was walking around me, and I had an assignment to get to proclaim 2019 when they were down there praying. So I ain't worried about who was around me. I ain't worried about what was anybody contriving, because I had somewhere to get, and I know if I got somewhere to go, my steps are ordered, and I delight in the way. So I say, oh, death, where is your sting? Some of us, we're saying the wrong stuff. We're saying the wrong stuff. You got to open up your mouth and start speaking life. God, I don't have time to work all of this out. You got to start opening up your mouth and speaking life. You got to start opening up your mouth saying, I'm going to live and my children going to live. For those of you who do not know, I live in the heart of Baltimore. And oh God, I ain't worrying about no murder rate. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. I got God children that go kind of all kind of colleges around here, all kind of schools, and ain't no bullet going to hit one of them. Why? Because death got ears, and I got authority, and I got power, and I can speak to it like my elder brother did and say, oh, death, where is your sting? This is the final frontier that most Christians must conquer. We're living like something can take our life. We're like our older brother. Can't nothing take my life, but I'll lay it down when my time comes. tell your neighbor, you got to start speaking life. You got to start speaking life. You got to start numbering your days. Stop counting them. You got to start saying, by 20, I'm going to be graduated college. Number your days. By 27, I'm going to have my own business making multi-millions. Y'all ain't saying nothing. By 35, I'm going to be happily married, 2 children. Y'all ain't saying nothing because you're so afraid of death. You're so afraid of him that's still killing the straw, and he got your mouth shut up and shut down, and you won't open up your mouth and start declaring, for me and my house, all the days of our lives, we going to serve the Lord. Got to start numbering your days for your children. By 19, Malachi going to be recruited by a prominent college. Y'all ain't saying that. By 22, Isaiah going to have a pro contract with baseball. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You got to open up your mouth and start numbering your days. You taking these licks off the devil. The devil doing what he want, and you won't stand up and open up your mouth and say, that's over. I'm conquering what I'm supposed to conquer. I'm having dominion over what I'm supposed to have dominion over. You up under a whole bunch of stuff by choice. You don't know what this day is about. You don't know what this day is about. Water baptism shows us what this day is about. It's about a man coming and living. Hi, here go John. There goes the Son of God. He's coming. He lied. He said, I need to be baptized. And when he goes down in the water, it is a sign of his death, but it is not a sign of his extinction. See, that's the problem. We believe the Wikipedia definition of death. We think death and it's over. Billy Graham said, if you hear of me dying, don't believe it. I will be more alive then than I ever was on this earth. When you believe like that, you can look at death and say, oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? Not to be feared. We must, or we should, operate in our dominion and authority over it. I love what Smith Wigglesworth did. Get a chance, study about Smith Wigglesworth. Smith Wigglesworth said, got up one morning, a great man of faith. He kicked one person off the stage, and they had so many diseases that when they hit the ground, they was healed. Don't kick me unless I'm going to be healed when I hit the ground. Don't get no foolishness up in. I'm going to kick pastor. I'm not the one to kick. Just playing. Well, Smith Wigglesworth, one morning, he goes and he kissed his wife and he says, this is the day I'm going home to be with the Lord. I got to go to a funeral first. He goes to the funeral. He prays over the body and he sits in the funeral, and within a few minutes he tilts over and he goes to be with God. That's having power and authority. That's not fearing. I'm conquering this final frontier. I'm now ready to live because I know I now have authority, and ain't nothing out there can hurt me or harm me because he got great works for me to do. Paul going to Philippi, angel shows him and said, hey, don't worry about it. I'm sorry, going to Corinth. He said, don't worry about it. Ain't nobody in there going to hurt or harm you. I got great people. We're sitting around having apprehensive fears about something that we're supposed to have power and authority over. I say stuff like, I'm going to live till my time is up. My time ain't up until I finish my course. I don't care what beast I got to fight with at Ephesus or Baltimore. I don't care. They can't take me out. I ain't gonna, y'all, let me let y'all know real quick. I ain't one of them preachers that's gonna go somewhere, go home, blow his head out. Nah, that ain't me. I got too much living to do, too much fishing to do, too many pies to deliver, too many checks to cash. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Somebody put your hand on your chest and say, I shall not die, but live and have the victory. So you cannot fear it. This is how you conquer it, and I'm done. Cannot fear it. My 11 minutes up. Justin, my 11 minutes up. It probably so, Pastor. Your 11 moments not natural. Cannot fear it. I have power and authority over it. And then I got one more to tell y'all, and then I'm going to my seat. How many of y'all want to go to heaven? Put your hand up real high. I need a little bit higher. How many of y'all, anybody don't want, okay, well, that ain't working. Anybody don't want to go to heaven? Anybody? Okay, so all y'all want to go to heaven? Well, I got to tell y'all something. Unless Jesus comes, only one way to get there. I'm on number three, media, you there? Unless Jesus comes, this is the only route to get there. That's why we don't weep as those that have no hope. That's why we understand to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. You don't think we have power and authority over victory? How did Apostle Paul say, "Hi, I am betwixt the two"? Apostle Paul, he says, "I am betwixt the two, whether to go home and be with the Lord or to stay here for your sakes." That's power and authority. I ain't fearing death. And you not going to fear death. You ain't going to worry about what's going on in our city. You're going to pray them stuff out of here and down. You ain't going to worry about, oh God, you ain't going to worry about all them crazy diagnoses of doctors. I need to hint y'all into something. And I'm not against medicine. I had an operation on my Achilles when I messed it up. All right, but I'm not against doctors. But let me tell y'all something, all right? Some of this medication practices is about money. So every diagnosis you better put up under the prayer of the Holy Ghost. They like giving you medicine. Okay, y'all, okay, I messed up right there. So you better ask the Holy Ghost what's wrong with you. You better ask the Holy Ghost should you take that. John Hopkins is famous for experimenting on people. They tell you something, say, okay, give me 24 hours. I got to do a Holy Ghost check. And I don't know about y'all, what kind of Holy Ghost y'all got. The Holy Ghost that I got, he'll tell me, right liver, stop drinking sodas. Oh, y'all didn't hear that, did you? He'll tell you, some tremendous head pain. You worrying too much. Go home and go to sleep, don't worry about nothing. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost I got. Some of my Holy Ghost, the only thing it does is shi-sha-sha, kro-ro-dro. That's the only thing it does. When my Holy Ghost speaks legible, get on the treadmill because you acting lazy. And ain't no body fluids flowing. Ain't nothing wrong with you. Your fluids need some motion. Somebody say motion. That sound right, whoever did it over here. But this is the final frontier. And this is what I thought of all days. This is the day that I preached this sermon. This is only the third time in my history of ministry that I preached about death. And I probably preached 10,000 sermons at the least. Because today is about gaining victory over death. It ain't about no bunnies. It ain't about no rabbits. This is about Christ showing you that enemy calls death. I conquer that. That enemy called the grave, I've given you power that even if you go in it, you're going to get up out of it. God. I've put something in you, the spirit that calls resurrection power, that if they lay you down, you're going to get up again. Death, where's your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? We got to now conquer it so we can live. When you conquer death, you have no problem laying hands on the dead and say, get up. Resurrection power is in you. So we can answer a question. If a man die, shall he live again? Yes. To be absent from this body? And it would be shaky if I was just building this on New Testament teaching. But you can look all the way back into the Old Testament. God was raising folks out of the dead. Jesus said, I'm going to give you, and this is, come on, get me out of here because I'm going to my seat. Jesus said, I'm going to give y'all a preview attraction of what I've conquered. Lazarus slept. Lazarus is asleep. And this is why I told you death got ears. When he gets to the grave, come on, you know what he did, Bible. He said, Lazarus, come forth. He was just giving him a preview attraction of what I'm going to do in a couple days. Y'all didn't believe me showing you getting Lazarus up that I got power over that. So I'm going to get myself up.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Living Waters World Online. If you were blessed by this message, or know someone who will be blessed by this message, please click the link below for more information on how to receive the full-length copy. We hope you are encouraged, and please remember, this is the place where the river of God flows.